Mesechta Shabbos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah is continued discussing what articles the animal is allowed to walk out with on Shabbos, that it won't be a problem of the animal doing malacha of carrying of Haitzah on Shabbos. Chamor Yetze Bemardas, a donkey could go outside with a saddle cloth that keeps it warm, keeps the animal warm. Bezman Shi Kshurle, when it's tied on, as long as it's tied on. And it had to be tied on before Shabbos. This the donkey specifically would get cold, and they needed these things for warmth, and they had to be tied on before Shabbos because the process of tying on the saddlecloth would require the person to lean on the animal, which he's not allowed to do on Shabbos, and so he had to do that before Shabbos. Zecharim Yaitzim Levuvin, the male sheep could go out with Levuvin, with their male organs covered over to prevent them from mating, and too much mating would make the animal weaker, so this was for the benefit of the animal, so he's allowed to go out with this covering. Recheles, the female sheep, Yetzes Shechuzes, they can go outside with their tails tied up to encourage mating, or Kivules, or tied down to prevent mating, Ukivunes, or with their bodies covered over with a covering that was made to keep their wool clean. All these things were considered for the benefit of the sheep, and therefore it was not a burden, and they were allowed to carry outside. Ha'izim yaitzeis tzeruis, the goats, these were milk-producing goats. They can go out tzeruis, wrapped up tight underneath, and this was for two reasons. Either it was done very, very tightly in order to stop the milk flow and stop the milk production of the goat, or it was done loosely with a bag to catch milk that was dripping out from the goat. Reb Yaisi, Eiser, Bekulan, Reb Yaisi prohibits all these different things. He holds that they're all considered burdens that the animal is not allowed to carry outside. Chutz min erechelim hakavunais, with the exception of the female sheep going kavunais with the covering to keep their wool clean, that was considered for the benefit of the sheep. But the other things were considered a burden. Reb Yehuda says, Izim yaitzeis tzruis, Liyavish, the goats, that the nursing goats that were wrapped around, they're allowed to go out with a wrapped around tight liyavish to dry up to stop the milk production when it's wrapped really tightly. That they're allowed to go out with avoloi lecholav, but not with the bag wrapped around it to catch the milk that's dripping, because we were concerned that since that's only loosely attached, it may fall off and the person may come to pick it up and carry it in Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah Gimel. Ubama in yaitza, with what is the animal not allowed to go outside with? Lo yaitze gamel be matotelas, a camel cannot go outside with a tag. They would tie a tag to the tail that had the name of the owner. He couldn't go out with this because of the concern that it might fall off and the owner might pick it up and carry it in Rosh Hashanah. Lo akud, not with its front legs tied to the back legs. They would tie them to prevent the animal from running away. It wouldn't be able to run quickly. Vilei ruggle, and not with its leg tied in a bent position, again, to prevent the animal from running away. These things were uncomfortable for the animal, and therefore they're considered a burden, and the animal is not allowed to go outside carrying these things. Mechein shar kol behemis, and also for all other animals, not limited to the gamel, which we started off talking about, the camel, but all animals couldn't go out with a tag or with their legs tied in these ways. A person shouldn't tie a train of camels from one to the next and go out with this because it gives the appearance that he's taking it to the marketplace to sell them, and one's not allowed to sell them on Shabbos. He can take each individual rope from each camel, wrap it around his hand, and pull the camels along. As long as he doesn't wrap them around his hand, this last halacha over here is not relating to Shabbos. Here it's a concern that if a shatan is related to concern, that if the leash, the different leashes from the camels, some are made from wool and some are made from linen, and he'll wrap them around and around his hand, it will warm his hand from a mixture of wool and linen, and that'll be a shatan's problem. So if that would be the case, that it was wool and linen ties to the camels, he wouldn't be able to wrap it around his hand, then he would be warming his hand from shotness.